For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The curse is now official. There is no turning back. The Milner curse.
I'm not promising to not go to another away game, though.
I know it. And I think you just have to keep going until it ends.
What?
Yep. Maybe start slow. Maybe go ruin the Dynamo or the Dash first to see if that works.
I have always wanted to go to a Dynamo game. I've never been.
No, it's not the home ones. But go when they play the LA. Is that still a team? The LA Galaxy.
Galaxy, I think so.
Chicago Fire. New England Revolution.
Is Galaxy who Beckham played for?
Yeah, I believe so. There's a couple of LA teams now. But yeah, man, go ahead and try that out first. All right. I wanted to get this your grades. 713-572-4610. Those are on YouTube and Twitch. The grades in particular for CJ Stroud. We've been doing this every week. I think maybe he got an A in week one or week two, one of those weeks where I think maybe last week, just because of how the game was going, the way he handled things. But they struggled today, 34-7, as I said. His numbers, 21 of 30, 215 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. Sacked four times, hit eight times, so that probably had something to do with his issues. How would you grade CJ's performance yesterday, Clint?
I got him with a C minus. Mm. C minus. Look, there were it would have. That's about as harsh as I can be. When you look at the intercept, the first one's a tip pass, the second one's a force.
Hadn't seen a lot of that.
Hadn't seen a lot of that. There was one that was thrown up down the sideline that he got lucky on. You know, there was he wasn't the biggest problem, but there's when you turn the football over late in the game where you're trying to make a comeback, when it's still you get a puncher's chance at the very, very end, it's hard to, when you throw into coverage like that, it's hard to give it an A or a B for me. But I would go in the C range, CC minus. It wasn't a good day for anybody out there. He was put in some situations where it's extremely difficult to overcome. And it was just, I hadn't, the all 22 hadn't dropped yet. I hadn't seen that. So, it seems to me like CJ Stroud is holding the football a lot longer than what he was last year. It seems to me like CJ Stroud is not taking that quote unquote boring stuff. Now, maybe that's him. Maybe that's Bobby Slowick's game plan. I don't know. But for those reasons, appears to be holding the football. Didn't really adjust that approach at any point in time. Forced the ball into coverage on the late interception. It's ultimately he's the leader of a group that can't line up right. So, I've got to I'll go C.
Toby on YouTube and Twitch at C+. Champ Slice had him at a D. C minus. What was the last game Tyler attended? The Texans won. I think he attended last week's game. You were at the Bears.
Yeah, game. It was a Sunday Night Football home game. It's not cool. A home game thing, gentlemen or lady that's texting in.
Except for game seven, the Rangers and the Astros. But other than that, yeah, it's not a home game thing. And Klay Thompson went off also when he showed up.
That's the best one.
It is. When he showed up at the
all of a sudden, center. His knees were just fine.
CJ was a grade, was a D from the text line. I give everybody an F from the text line. Gus and Katie, C minus. I'm with you. I'm a little lower. I'll go with D here as well. Like you said, I think he got away with a pick there late. I think there were some moments, and you just alluded to it with him holding the ball long. I think there are some moments he could have helped his line out by getting the ball out and at least throwing it away or doing something. But he was sacked and hit 8 times. So that had something to do with it. But I think my big point is for this is you also hit it there. Like, this is – whose team is this? This is CJ's team, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
This damn Absolutely. Sure is CJ's offense, right? I see Stephon Diggs calling the offense together.
Mm-hmm. Bobby and Stephon.
Trying to get them going. Like, at some point, we get 4 penalties in a row from the offensive line because they can't line up or they keep jumping. Like, that's got a fault. Like, if this is your team, this is your offense.
Stop being a dumpster fire.
Like, I gotta, like, at some point, like, I know his leadership style can be the uplifting, man, I believe in you, but at some point, we got to get in somebody's ass. I don't care. Like, at some point, we got it in some way. You know, the nice guy thing, like, at some point, when it gets that bad penalty-wise, and these are, as you said, just, we can't line up. We can't get a snap off. We turn a 3rd and 4 to a 3rd and 19. Like, so to me, that as the leader of this team and the leader of this offense in particular, I've got to put some of that on him, just like, you know, the stuff with Slowick not having the preparation together there.
Yeah, I agree, Ron. Here's the thing, and this is going to be interesting. We'll talk about this later in the week, I'm sure. But
could you imagine if your team did that? Linda would be all in your head. Oh, get him! Shut him up!
Ain't no doubt.
I got no use for you.
I don't know how CJ isn't animated, like, on the field, like, looking at Lemmy, like, move your ass, move up! Like using his hand, like move up, man, get this right. You're killing drives. Like, I don't know how he's not doing that. I was never one to call players out, but if we're 4 or 5 in, I got to at least give you a little gesture. Get a little pat on the ass, man. Hey, move on up there, bub. So I don't know how he's not doing it. But we're at a time with CJ and Bobby and D'Amico and everybody where, boy, everything's been gravy since you got here. The expectations were nothing. You clearly exceeded those. You won a bunch of games. You go to the playoffs. You exceeded the expectations. Even when things were bad, it was one of those like, hey, yeah, they're bad right now. This game was rough, but boy, they've been They're exceeding expectations the last 2 weeks.
Well, the arrow's pointed up.
Hey, man, we're 3 games into this thing.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.